to me is a nightmare. It's a nightmare. The topic. The topic is where to light candles when you're on the move. In other words, if like let's say you're going away, you're on an airplane. Let's try to lay out a couple of different scenarios.
Yeah.
The most difficult scenario by far, is someone is getting married on Chanukah. The chosen kala. That's by far the most complicated halacha. Chosen kala are getting married on Chanukah. Let's say in Flappish, or let's say. The wedding is called for. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Bidvaro. Let's say the wedding is called today. They call, let's say, 6-7 o'clock. They call the wedding for 6 o'clock. It's Kabbalah's Panim, 7 o'clock Chuppah. So the Chosen Kala already have to be at the wedding hall at least 4 o'clock to take pictures, to get ready. V'chulu v'chulu.
So 4 o'clock's not a problem. Like before.
You can lie, but you can't lie. But you're right. It's not. It might be a solution. That might be a solution. Okay. So let's say they're getting married on a Sunday afternoon. All right. You know there are ways around it. There are definitely. It's not the end of the world. We'll discuss it. All the different issues. But what happens if a chosen kala is getting married, let's say, tonight, 6 o'clock, the Kabbalah comes at 6 o'clock, they already have to be at the wedding hall at 4 o'clock. The earliest time to really, the sunset is, what is sunset now? 4:30. So they can really probably like a plag mincha an hour and 15 minutes before. Okay, we'll talk about it in one moment. So on the one hand, they are living until now in one location, and after the wedding, they're going to be living in a different location. Where are they eating the su'udah? They're eating the su'udah at the wedding hall. They're eating at the wedding hall. So there are two big issues. The question we're going to touch upon is, where should a person light the Chanukah candles? Is the primary location where he sleeps, where he plans to sleep, or maybe where he slept the night before? Or is the primary location where you are eating your meal? Your evening meal. What creates the kvius? It's very important in the laws of Chanukah. The mitzvah of Chanukah is ner ish ubeisa. Built into the DNA of the mitzvah of Chanukah, lighting the Chanukah candles, is you light in your home. Ner ish ubeisa. Now we're misled because there's an exception. And the exception, unfortunately, is abused. What is abused? We light in shul. There is a minag Yisrael to light in the Beis HaKnesses. It's a minag. This is not a halacha. You're not might see anyone. Right. It is a minag, and it is such a powerful minag. It's cited as one of the two exceptions of where you make a bracha on a minag. Ordinarily, a person wouldn't dare make a bracha on a minag. You know.
What's the other one?
The other one is Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. We recite Hallel, Chatzi Hallel, not the complete Hallel, Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Why are you saying Chatzi Hallel? Who told you to do that? Either you say the whole Hallel or you don't say Hallel. What's this thing
of the
Sfardim, they do not make a bracha. Well, it's not so simple. Some of them, only the Shliach Tzibur. But let's talk about Ashkenazim. The meaning of Ashkenazim is every single person makes a bracha on Hallel, Asher, Kiddushanim, and Mitzvot, Sfardim, Likro, Es, HaHallel, on Rosh Chodesh. Excuse me? First of all, you're not saying the entire Hallel. You're saying Chatzi Hallel. Number two, what's the halal? It's not a yomtiv. You're allowed to do melacha. There's no obligation to have a su'uda. So the answer is, the day will come when this day, Rosh Chodesh, will be a holiday in the future. Some say, according to the Midrash, that it was originally a holiday at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's because of the Chet Egel, it was taken away from us. So it lingers with us, what once was, and Emir Tashem, what one day will be returned. So there is an element of a holiday. So therefore, we should never forget what we once had and what will be returned to us. And as women are concerned, they never lost a holiday to the degree that men lost. The women did not participate in the Chet HaEgel, so they did not lose. Different. There is Zuchus, it's still called a minor holiday. Some women have a custom to be memayit in the types of malacha they do on Rosh Chodesh, everyone according to their custom. So there's some lingering of holiday on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore we do say Halal as a token reminder. It's a custom. And you know what? Once it has become Jewish custom, let's already make a bracha. Wow, that's pretty serious, because when it comes to some heavy, much heavier minhagim, like doing Hoshanas, which is minag nevi'im on Sukkot, and you take the hashanis and you bang them five times on the ground, which is a much more powerful minag than the minag of saying halal on Rosh Chodesh, no one is making a bracha for that minag. Okay, and it goes on and on. There are many minhagim, no one makes a bracha. Yet this is an exception, you make a bracha on this minhag. And the other exception is to make a bracha on the lighting of the Chanukah menorah in the Beis HaKnesses. The mitzvah of Chanukah is to light ner ish ubeso. It is a mitzvah to be done in the home, not in the shul. Like Shabbos candles. Where do you light Shabbos candles? In your home. You never saw someone lighting Shabbos candles in the shul. You don't light Shabbos, so I light Shabbos in the home. Now, for the shul, we're going to light Shabbos candles, lahalik ner shal Shabbos. You never heard of such a thing like that. Anyone who's lighting in the shul is because they're lighting for themselves, because they live nearby, whatever, but no one lights, you don't light Shabbos candles for the shul. No such thing.
Excuse me, maybe
we'll discuss. We're going to discuss all that. We're going to discuss that. But let's first discuss the issues. The mitzvah of Chanukah is to light in the home. There's an exception to light in the Beis HaKnesses. Lubavitch does something that is very controversial, and they'll admit to you that it's controversial. Some of them, in fact, don't even do it. They, with the direction of the Rebbe, they have menorahs all over the world, literally all over the world, and they have ceremonies of Chanukah menorah lighting, candles lighting ceremonies. Do they make a bracha when they light a menorah in Times Square? And they go on a cherry picker, do they make a bracha b'shem u'malchus?
No.
What? I think they do. I think they do. The Rebbe said
they don't.
I don't know, but it's not at all possible. Whether they do or they don't, it's none of my business. They have their own rabbanim.
Maybe the guy wants to
appoint
himself,
so he doesn't make
the
It's not so simple. He's not doing it in the right place. It's near Yishu Beis. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. That's not his home. That's an outright violation to do it himself. I'm sorry, that's not a place to do it. Everybody says, so this... This is not, it's not, you're not, the only place you make with the bracha is in your home or in the Beis HaKnesses. There's nothing else. This that we find people making ceremonies and lighting a Chanukah menorah in a public place with the bracha, I don't know. I really don't know. I have no question. They know what they're doing. They have Rabbanim, Gedolei Yisrael.
There's another issue. It's in Avuka. It's not in there. The one that they lit on 57th Street is a torch.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm not familiar. The reason why we're discussing this is the ikur, the primary mitzvah, is to light it in your bayis, in your home. Now, what is called your home with regard to lighting Chanukah candles? If you're traveling, I'm traveling to Eretz Yisrael on Chanukah. So the plane, the airport's still, everything, the borders are still locked?
Yeah.
Everything is locked? So, what? So all,
to some people.
Not everyone, really?
Israelis can go.
Okay, so those people who are traveling, they're getting
students
a flight. They have to be in the airport tonight. Let's say at 4 o'clock, their flight takes off. Let's say at 4 o'clock, so they're in the airport even 3 o'clock. Let's say they're before Plag Mincha. They're already on the plane, or they're in the airport at the time of Plag Mincha, an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, and they're going to be on the plane the entire night. The time the plane lands, it's already 7 hours ahead. So they really have not been at home. They have not been at home the entire Zman, not from even an hour and 15 minutes before sunset through the next morning. They've not been at home. They've been on a plane. They've been traveling in the airport, in the taxi, on a plane. That's not their home. They've not slept there. That's not their home. So what about, but that's where they've eaten. There are two different primary locations that are candidates to be called your bayis, your mokum. Your mokum, ner ish ubeisoy. We desperately need to define with precision the meaning of the word beso in order to find the proper location to light the Chanukah candles when you are traveling, or when you are going to a wedding, or you're a guest, or the Chasen Kala themselves, or a Bachor who's learning in yeshiva, a girl who is in Eretz Yisrael seminary. and or a person mitzvah shal family who goes to their in-laws for Shabbos, they're there, so when they come there Friday afternoon, where do they light? Mitzvah Shabbos, after Havdol, they're planning on packing up and going home. So where do they light? They light in the home of the parents, or when they get back later in the evening, Mitzvah Shabbos, when they get back home, they should light then. What about eating before or after? These are all major, major questions, and almost every single case is unique. You almost can never generalize as to the halacha. But we have to learn the basic principles. The basic principles are, the Hanukkah candles have to be lit only in the bais. Ner ish u beisoy. Beisoy, even the word beisoy in this context really means your wife and your family, but it also means the ner is lit in your home. It is a mitzvah of the bais. It's not a mitzvah on the gavra. You light at the bais. So what's called the bais? So the machlokes, the mechaber, and the ramah. What's the ikar bais? The mechaber clearly says the ikar bais is where you sleep. The place where you sleep, that is called your bais. If you are eating dinner in this location, and you're going to come home 11 o'clock at night to sleep in your home, the place where you light your Hanukkah candles is in your home, even if that means you're not going to be able to light until it's 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock, and even 1 o'clock in the morning. You're going to have obviously a problem that you're not going to be able, who's going to be able to see your candles. But we'll work around those issues later. But the primary look, bias, according to the Mechaber, is based upon the Rishonim that say it is the bias. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says the ikar place of bias is where you eat. You are where your food is. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that even the Mechaber will agree to the Ramah in our day and age where we do not light outdoors. Let's explain. The reason why the Mechaber says that your bias is the look is where you sleep is primarily because in his time, or from taking out of the words of the Gemara, you light your candles outside the bias, mi pesach beisay mi bachutz, on the left side. Why? So people in the Rishus Harab that are walking through the street should see that you lit candles, and they should not suspect that you have gone off the derech, chas v'shalom. This is a very, very big issue. Since the entire purpose of Ner Chanukah is lir'oisam bilvad, we become obsessed with chashad. Chashad is a very important, significant factor in the mitzvah of Chanukah candles. Why? Because the mitzvah of Chanukah primarily is to see. Ein lonu rishus lehishtamesh bohem elo lir'oisam bilvad. To see the Chanukah candles. Everyone is looking to see another person's Chanukah candles. That's the goal. The goal is to have a beautiful menorah, so people will take note of the menorah and look at the Chanukah candles. That's the purpose of the mitzvah, is to see. So when you walk down the block, let me be Mekayim the mitzvah by looking at Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Go look at all the neighbors. Every time you look at the Chanukah menorah, you are enhancing your observance of the mitzvah of Chanukah. So if my neighbor has not lit Chanukah candles, something is fundamentally wrong. Why didn't Yehuda light the Chanukah candles? I go down the block. Ruvain, Levi, Shimon, Yisachar, Zvulun, Don, Naphtali, Asher, Gad, everyone lit. Don, what happened to Yehuda? Part of the mitzvah is to look. Everyone, when you look at. So chashad becomes a major factor in the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNeiros. So according to the Mechaber, the Mechaber, it does. You're right. But you know why it sounds yentish? That's because to us, we're all for show. Everything is to show off. But if you're not showing off, because it's a very simple, bare bones scheme of the mitzvah, then it's not showing off. So the problem over here is time of the Mechaber. In the Mechaber, everyone lit in public. So everyone is looking to enhance their observance of the mitzvah by looking at everyone else's Chanukah menorah. And where do they go to see a Chanukah menorah? Your home. He lives on the block. This is where he sleeps. Hey, there's no Chanukah menorah here. Why not? Uh-oh, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Little does he know, the person who's suspecting that something is wrong, that the reason why there's no Chanukah candles, because he's not home. He went on vacation to Florida. He went somewhere to Florida. He went on vacation to the Hamptons. He's not around. That's why. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know he's away. So the Mechaber says, so if you go to the restaurant, so in your local, you're in town, still light and you're coming back home to sleep. As long as you are in town, you better make sure you light your Hanukkah candles in your home, because people are looking. And the purpose of the mitzvah is lahar oisan. And everyone looks at each other's Hanukkah candles. Therefore, you better light where you live, because that's where people expect to see it. But bizman hazeh, that's no longer true. Bizman hazeh, we do not light outdoors. We light indoors. The primary pursumi nisa is all for the b'nei bayis, for your own family. Okay, so we try as a token fulfillment, we try to put it by the window. People should be able to see from the window. But primarily, that's not really the ikkar. No one today lights it the way it really is meant to be lit, outside of the bayis by the door. You light it indoors by the window. If you can't see it, you can't see it. Not everyone has a window that's opposite the Rosh Hasharabim. Some people, it's on the side a little bit over here. You're living in an apartment building. You're on the 20th store, on 20th floor. There's anti-Semitism. You don't want to provoke people. V'shas ha-sakona, manichoy al shulchonoy v'dayoy. Today, no one is coming to your window to look at your Hanukkah candles to enhance their observance of the mitzvah. Because everyone knows that today there's a sakana and the situation is different. And when you're lighting the Hanukkah candles, it's only for yourself and your family. So therefore, when we remove the element of chashad, the Mishnah Berurah says, even the mechaber will admit to the Ramah that Bizman Hazeh, the primary place to light the Hanukkah candles is where you eat. The place where you decide you're going to eat, this becomes your bias. This is your bias to a degree, and that's where you should light your Hanukkah candles. So let's say a person is going to a Hanukkah party. A person is going, it's a very simple case, very common case, very simple. A person is going to a Hanukkah party, and this is family. He's going to his parents. Okay, of a newlywed couple or whatever, even not, and they're going to spend a significant of time once a year. The family gets together, and that you're going to arrive there from work, and you're not going to be able to light candles until then. You're going to come there. Everyone, the whole family is going to meet, and it's not practical for the family to light Hanukkah candles before they arrive. Let's say 5-6 o'clock for this Hanukkah party, and you're going to be spending there a good 3-4 hours. And you're not going to get home until 11-12 o'clock at night. So you're eating at your parents' home in the place of the Hanukkah party, and you're going to go home to sleep back in your home later on. Where should you light candles? It seems pretty clear the best place is to light the Hanukkah candles at the Hanukkah party. If you're going to be eating a meal there, and you're going to be spending a significant amount of time, and you're going to be there during the earlier part of the evening, which is the primary time to light the Hanukkah candles, that's the primary time. And furthermore, if you're going to wait until you come home, you're really not allowed to eat. You're really not allowed to eat. And the Mikra Adin, once the Zman of lighting Hanukkah candles arrives, you're not allowed to eat lechatchila until you first light the Hanukkah candles. So if I'm going to a Hanukkah party to eat, and I'm not going to come home until 12 o'clock at night, so I'm going to a party to eat, right? And I'm going to have to wait, starve until 12 o'clock at night. If I'm going to light when I'm in my home, it's not going to work. So it's pretty, pretty clear that in the situation where a person will be eating a meal in one location and later in the evening will be turning to his home with his whole family to sleep in a different location, he should light the Hanukkah candles where he's having his Hanukkah party. And even if it means I don't want to take with me my $5,000 menorah, so you take some tea lights, or you take a makeshift menorah, you buy whatever you buy for $5, $10, whatever you do, you make a makeshift menorah and you light the Hanukkah candles in the place where you're having the Hanukkah party. That would be pretty clear what the ideal halakha would be. No, definitely not. Definitely not. When you come home, you do not light it, only light once. You only light once in the place where you're having the party. Period.
Someone goes to a chasana, the same thing happens when the person a kala. They're there for the whole
Okay, so let's now jump to it. Bring out this point. Before we go down, I want to give one more halacha, and then we'll go to Chasson Kala. What happens? A person. This is very common. Friday night, you're at home. You're going to sleep at home, and you're going to eat the su'uda. Just make up a case. In the morning, let's say at home. But Friday night, you're planning to go to your parents or to your in-laws, or you're eating out at friends. Right now you're at home, your wife lights the Shabbos candles, and now you're going to light the Chanukah menorah. It's an hour, it's let's say half an hour before sunset, and you're going to light the Chanukah candles that are going to go into the evening, but you're not going to be here. You're not going to be here to see the Chanukah candles. The moment after you light the Chanukah candles, you're going to run off to shul. And then after you finish davening, you're going to go straight to the place where you're going to eat. And then you're going to come back home to sleep. This is not a Hanukkah party. I can't light my Hanukkah candles in the place where I'm planning to eat. I'm going for a Friday night Hanukkah party. So if I'm going to on a Tuesday night Hanukkah party, when I get to the party, I'll light the candles at the party. I'm going to work. I'm coming back from work 6-7 o'clock at night. I'm going straight to the party. So at the party, I will take tea lights. I'll take some makeshift Chanukah menorah with oil, whatever you want, and I'll light my Chanukah menorah right there at the party. You can't do that Friday night. It's Chil Shabbos. You can't go light candles Friday night. The only thing that I can possibly do is light the candles where we're at home. I'm at home. I came home from work. I got dressed. I'm going to Mincha in 10 minutes. Right now, I'm going to light my Chanukah menorah. I'm going to leave the house, go daven. When davening is over, I'm going to go walk over to my parents, to my in-laws, or to a friend to have a suda, and we're not going to come home until 11 o'clock at night. So here, the only option for me is to light the candles where I sleep. Didn't we just say 1 minute ago? 1 minute ago, that you should really, even the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah says that even the Mechaber will admit that the best place, according to everyone, is to light where you're eating, not where you're sleeping. So really, if you could, you should really go light the Chanukah candles where you're eating, right? You should first go to that, but they don't want visitors. They're not ready to take visitors to come into their home 10 minutes before Shabbos. Not ready for you yet. So here you have no choice.
Some safety also, so fire hazard, you know.
Safety first. That goes without saying. Okay, what about the Shabbos candles? What about the Shabbos candles? Also safety first. Okay, that goes without saying. Safety first. If it not be said, then don't go, don't leave your home. Then we're not discussing that. We're discussing a situation where safety has been taken care of. Absolutely. No question about that. If a person cannot resolve that question, then that's a different topic of discussion. We're dealing with a situation where the safety has been resolved. Okay, let's discuss that situation. So what are you going to do?
Where you're eating, it has to be where you're eating or where your food is at.
So you're making a very good point. This is not, the laws of Chanukah are not the laws of Eruvei Tuchumen. Eruvei Tuchumen, you don't have to eat the matzah. You don't have to eat the bread. Eruvei Chatzeros. I never saw anyone eat the Eruvei Chatzeros matzah. I never saw my whole life. If a box of matzah, from Pesach to Pesach, did you ever see someone eat the box of matzah that was set aside for the Eruvei Chatzeros? You are where your food is. How come no one ever has eaten the Eruvei Chatzeros matzah? You throw it in the garbage, you have a new box of matzah from Pesach to Pesach. The laws of Chanukah are not like the laws of Eruvei Chatzeros, not like the laws of Eruvei Tuchumen. You have to eat for real. Where are you going to bite and chew the food? That is where you light the Chanukah candles. So ideally, if you're going to eat out Friday night, you should really light your Chanukah candles where you're eating. That's what you should really ideally do. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even according to the Mechaber, because today the Ikar lighting is for the Anshei Beis, so it's not for the people in the street. Chashad has been eliminated. to a large degree in our day and age. So even the Mechaber would admit to the Rama that you should eat, you should light the Chanukah candles where you eat. But in this situation, it's just not practical because I'm lighting at home. I'm then going to go to shul Friday night. I'm going to daven, and after we daven, we're going to immediately go to the place where we're going to eat in someone else's home. I can't go there before Shabbos. I can't light there Friday night because I can't be mechal Shabbos. But I'm not sleeping there. I'm coming back home to sleep. So in this case, you have no choice. In this case, you have no choice. This is, it's fine, and you might say, it's not a bracha levatola, because the bottom line is you do have something else to fall back on, and that is, it's where you're sleeping. There are two factors. It's worthy to have both, where you eat and where you sleep. If you have a choice between the two, choose for the place where you eat. If you can't do that, you can fall back on just the place where you sleep. But there's a caveat. There is one thing. You should try your very best, this is an interesting chiddush, to at least eat your morning meal there. In other words, when we talk about where you eat, it doesn't mean necessarily where you eat a dinner. It means where you eat a meal on this day. L'chatchila, the meal that we're eating is the dinner meal. I'm lighting candles in the location where I'm eating dinner. Because you light at the time of dinner time. The Gemara says that's the zman. The zman is when the wood shoppers, the tarmusim, are selling firewood for what purpose? Fuel to make dinner.
But that doesn't mean you're eating yet. You're cooking.
You're cooking, so that's the time. That's the.
You only have a half hour. It could be way out by the time that steak is done.
Okay, but that's the zman. When we talk about that, you have to light your Chanukah candles in the bias. And the bias is defined by eating. Eating means where you eat dinner, but not necessarily. All the place can say, in this type of situation where you're eating out Friday night, try to or work it out that you at least eat shalashudis or lunch, that would be even better. You do not only sleep in your home where you light your Chanukah candles, you eat a meal. It's not going to be the Friday night meal because that's why you have this issue. But if you can come back and eat your Shabbos morning meal or your Shalosh Shudas meal, then guess what? You really have fulfilled both conditions. You have lit the Chanukah candles in your home. Why is it called my home? Well, number one, I slept here last night. And number two, I ate my morning meal in this location. So this is my home by all accounts. No, I didn't eat dinner here, so I don't eat dinner here. You don't have to always eat dinner in your home. You have a right to eat out one night. It's still called your bias. Okay, that would be an ideal thing to do. Now let's say you can't do that either. What?
Lighting candles. The best thing is to light the candles and wait and then eat the dinner. That's the way of going.
Well, you can do that. We're talking about Friday night. Right now,
I'm not Friday night.
We're discussing a specific, right now, we're limiting our discussion this moment to a very specific case where you're lighting candles Friday night. You're not eating.
That's what he said.
We're discussing this particular case. You're not eating the meal here. You're going out to eat. You cannot light the candles in your destination because it's Chil Shabbos. So in this particular case, you're not eating dinner here, and you're not able to light the candles elsewhere. So according to the Ramah, you got a problem. The Ramah says the candles should be lit where you eat, and I'm not eating here. So you have no, it doesn't matter. In this case, the Ramah, it's okay, you might say, and the way you can satisfy the Ramah that eating is going to be okay is if try, if you can, to eat a meal at least in this location tomorrow for lunch, or tomorrow shalosh seudos. Try. Now let's say you can't even do that. Let's say you're going to a simcha, there's an ufruf or there's something, and you're going to be eating everything. Everything is going to be eaten out. You're sleeping here, but you're eating. It's also okay. It's fine. The bottom line is the mechaber says it's still called your bais. It is still okay. Now let's jump now to the case that someone mentioned before of a wedding. And this is very common. Now what about a chosen kal? Chosen kal, well, let's talk about your guest. That's very easy. People, there are a lot of weddings that happen during Chanukah all the time. So if you're a guest, so you can easily light the Chanukah candles before you go to the wedding. before you go to the wedding. The wedding is called, for an average wedding today, you know, it's not in New York, it's 6-7 o'clock at night. Even if you have to travel, let's say it's very far away, you have to travel, so you want to leave even 4 o'clock. You can light the Hanukkah menorah an hour and 15 minutes, halachic hours, before sunset. And you can make a bracha, just make sure there is enough oil that the candles will remain lit for a half an hour after Tzeis HaKoychavim, which Tzeis HaKoychavim you can assume, let's say, is 40 minutes. You don't have to be more machmer than that. So a half an hour after 40 minutes, 70 minutes, an hour and 10 minutes after sunset. And just, yeah, obviously, safety first, that goes without saying. And if you can, that, so then you can light the candles, no problem. Certainly, you're coming back to sleep. You will be coming back to sleep here. And what about eating? You'll eat breakfast here tomorrow. It's the same idea. There's also another factor which I didn't explain, and that is the eating you've done the day before, or the sleeping you've done the day before also counts. Now let me just divert for 1 second and illustrate another example which explains this point. Let's say you're moving in to your in-laws for Shabbos. Everything. You arrive Friday morning, hotel. You come to your in-laws, it's their hotel. You come in there Friday morning with all of your packages, everything that you own, you bring in to your parents' home, to your in-laws, with all of your children, and what else do you bring with you? You bring the Hanukkah menorah, right? So you're moving. Wonderful. It's now Friday afternoon. It's 10 minutes before Mincha, and the whole family gets together in front of the dining room, and they light the Hanukkah candles. Perfect. I mean, what harm has it been done? This is where you're sleeping, and this is where you're eating. Everything is wonderful. Shalom al Yisrael. Okay, the whole day goes by. It's now Mitzvah Shabbos. Shabbos is over. Havdalah. Whew, can't wait to get out of here. Pack up. Let's go. It's a 2-hour ride to get home. What do? Do you first light the Hanukkah candles here and then run away?
Burn the house.
Or do you leave right away, and when you get home, you will then light Hanukkah candles when you arrive? So every situation is different. Now, on the one hand, when you get home, where are you sleeping? I'm not sleeping here over my dead body. I'm sleeping at home. Where are you eating? Well, sometimes you're going to linger around. Sometimes you don't leave right away. Come, have a little lava malka. The grandparents want to have a handoff from the grandchildren a little bit more. You linger and you eat a little bit. Oh, so I'm going to be eating here. And I'm going to be sleeping back at home.
You're not supposed to eat before the king.
And that's another problem. That if I'm going to want to go home, and light at home, then I can't eat. It'll take me 2 hours to get home. I'll try going to the Lakewood. Going, who knows where you're going? You're going far away. It's a very long trip. There's another problem. But so that problem we'll put aside. So here, you feel bad. Here's where a person, let's say you're in Ish HaHalacha. You're a real strong person, Ish HaHalacha. So it bothers you. I'm going to be eating here a little Malava Malka, and I'm going to light my Hanukkah candles now so I can stick around for Malava Malka, and I'm going to be sleeping at home. So it's fine. It's perfectly fine. But if you're an Ish HaHalacha, it may bother you. I want to do the mitzvah b'shlemus. I should light my Hanukkah candles in both the place where I eat and in the place where I sleep. So guess what? In this case, there is no guilt at all. Zero guilt. Why is there no guilt? Because you slept here last night. So if I slept here last night and I'm eating here right now, that's considered you have both. The problem is, the problem was in the other situation, is where I'm lighting candles here and then I'm not sleeping here. I'm going somewhere. I'm getting confused. Let's just leave it with this case. This is an interesting principle, which I never heard before. And Rabbi Tezner, he explains this very, very forcefully. If the kvius of sleeping, people make a mistake and think it means where are you planning to sleep tonight after you light your Hanukkah candles. That's incorrect. It goes both ways. If your status quo was, I slept here last night, I slept here last night. So this is my bias. Right now, when I'm lighting my Hanukkah candles, I have to light in my bias. Well, your bias is not defined necessarily what's going to be in the future. Your bias is defined as where you are right now. Right now, I'm in this location. Last night, I slept here. So this is my bias. This indeed is my bias. Now, getting into problems, if it's your bias, then how come you're not eating here? I have to go to a wedding tonight. I have to go to a wedding tonight. I can't eat. I can't even take a snack. I'm on a diet. My only food's going to be elsewhere. So then I'm eating elsewhere. I'm going to come. So you don't have to even come on back and say, well, I'm going to sleep here tonight. Just the fact that you slept here last night is also enough. Ad kedei kach, let's say, in this situation, I have to go to a wedding and I'm not coming back tonight. Right now, I have 10 minutes to light my Hanukkah candles. I'm going to light them and I'm out of here. I'm going to a wedding, and when the wedding is over, I'm traveling to Lakewood to sleep there in Lakewood because I have a meeting tomorrow morning, early tomorrow morning in New Jersey. I have to be there tomorrow morning. So I'm not going to eat here tonight and I'm not going to sleep here tonight. What do you do in this case? You can still light your Hanukkah candles in your home because I slept here last night. If I slept here last night, this is my bias. Until I'm oiker, until I pick myself up and remove myself from this location, this is still called my bias. And in order for it to be called your bias, you need one of two things. Either it's the place where you eat, or it's the place where you sleep. L'chatchila, you should have both, eating and sleeping. If you can't have both, you have to choose between the two. It would be ideal to choose for the eating. But when you can't have the eating, you can fall back on the sleeping. What about, does the sleeping mean sleeping in the future? Or does sleeping include sleeping in the past? Even in the past, it's called sleeping. And eating as well, l'chatchila, eating, it seems, is, you don't go backwards reading. Eating, it seems, you need really, eating is really focusing on the present and the future, not as much as sleeping, but the evidence would seem that even if you ate here today, as long as this is my established makom, I have not yet picked myself up and uprooted myself from my environment, this is still called my bias. So in this case, now let's take that principle and apply it to the case where a person goes away for Shabbos to his parents or in-laws, or he's there as a friend, he goes away for Shabbos. He goes away for Shabbos, and now it's Motzoi Shabbos, and he's going home soon. And he's gonna, and when he's, but before he goes home, he's gonna have a little lava malka. But he's not planning to sleep here tonight. He's gonna sleep in his home. Lichatchila, he can light the candles in the home where he was for Shabbos, even though he's planning to go home because he really has both together. Right now, he's eating a malava malka, plus Friday night, he slept in this person's home. So he slept here the night before, and he's eating here right now. Even though he's planning to sleep somewhere else tonight, it doesn't matter. You have not yet uprooted yourself from your environment, an environment in which you're eating and which you have slept. Therefore, it's called your bias.
So it should not be could, it should be should.
Should, correct. So far, let's review what the halachas we learned so far, and then we'll go to the case of the wedding. So far, the basic halachas: a person is going to a Hanukkah party during the weekday, and he's not going to be home at all during the time when he can light candles, then he should light the candles where he's having the Hanukkah party. He will arrive where the Hanukkah party is, assuming, by the way, everything I'm telling you now, assume where your wife will be, where the whole family is going to be there. If your wife is staying home, then we'll talk about that in a second. But assuming everyone's going to be there, if you go to a party during the weekday, the ideal thing is, and you can, you're going to be separating the primary place of eating versus sleeping. Eating always wins. Even though there is a machlekes, the mechaber and the ramah, the mechaber says the ikor is where you sleep, and the ramah says where you eat. The Mishnah Brewer clarifies that the mechaber is only true in the time of the Gemara when they put the Chanukah menorah outdoors and people are expecting to see your Chanukah menorah in the place where you sleep. And if it's not there, there's an issue of chashad. This is not an issue anymore. Thus, even the mechaber would admit that when push comes to shove, the primary location of the Chanukah menorah is where you are eating. When does that become a difficult situation? Friday night, because many people have a situation where they are lighting candles at home and they're going to be sleeping in their home, but they're going out to friends or to family for their Friday night meal. So they're eating in a different location and they're sleeping in this location. So then you are basically in violation of what it says, in the Ramah. Ramah says you have to light where you eat. And the Mishnah Brewer makes you feel even more guilty because he says that even the Mechaber says you should light only, even the Mechaber would admit that you should light where you are eating, but it's not possible in this situation. If it's not possible, then of course you're allowed to fall back on the Mechaber and you can light where you're going to sleep. And in order to try to diminish the violation of the Mechaber is the violation that you're not eating of the Ramah, eat a meal, try to work it out that you can at least eat one meal in this location. Tomorrow, on this halachic day on Shabbos, the Shabbos morning meal or the Shalosh Shudas, and that way you'll have both of them together. What about the third case that we discussed, Mitzoy Shabbos? So most people, when Shabbos is over, you stay around for a couple of minutes.
Anybody else of the host of the line camp?
Okay, so that's not an ideal thing to do, Bizman Azed. To give a proof to that, we'll discuss a little bit. If you have time, we'll discuss that. Today, we don't do that. Today, there is such a principle of mishtatef bepruta. You give him a quarter, a nickel, and you become a member. And when he lights, you yoytze with his lighting. That is absolutely a technique, and that has to, you have to know how to when to use that technique, when not to use that technique. But when, not on when, it's just not done. It's just not done. The minute it's not.
20 years ago, they was all, it done?
He, Rabbi Tesney, write, they all the Sfarim, they all write about it. Mishtatef b'prutei. The only time you do it is when you're traveling to Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to be around. But we're jumping ahead of the game. It's very 95% of the time, you can light the Chanukah menorah yourself. No one is going to hold you back from if you're in a place where they're lighting candles. They'll let you light yourself. And mitzvah boy yoiser mi b'shluchot. You can do it in many situations.
You're at a wedding, so maybe they'll light
you. No, what do you mean at a wedding? What do you mean at a wedding? What do you mean? What wedding? If you go to a wedding, why can you light Chanukah? Either you light Chanukah before you go to the wedding. Unless you're coming from work. So you're asking, what happens, a new case, you're coming from work. You're going straight to work.
The someone lights candles at the wedding so you can eat, otherwise
you're not. What, you can't light at the wedding. Who's letting out the wedding? The wedding is not your home. The wedding is not.
It's your home.
You're eating there. So you want to say that the hall becomes your home. Why don't we say that the hall, just like you go to a Hanukkah party.
You're asking a very good question.
But it seems like this. It seems the answer is. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not clear, but if I'm not mistaken, the wedding hall, you don't light Hanukkah candles, never. It has to be, when we said before, you go to a Hanukkah party, and you light the Hanukkah candles at the party, that's because the party is being held in somebody's home. You have to light in a bias.
If you have a
wedding hall is not a bias. No, you can't do that. It doesn't work like that. No. No, it's not. That's right, it's not. It's not.
You can't light in a restaurant.
You cannot light in a restaurant. You cannot light in a restaurant. You cannot light a wedding hall. I didn't clarify this point. The lighting of the Hanukkah candles has to be done in a home, a bias, a place where people live for real. A wedding hall is not a bias. no matter what. It is a wedding hall. It is a social gathering. It's a room you rent. This is not anyone's bat. You'll go find a case where there's this person who lives there, a family that lives in this place. You'll make this into a bias. You have a wedding in a private home.
In a private home?
No. So a hotel becomes your home because you actually sleep there. You live there. You sleep there. That's different. You go to a regular wedding hall. You go to Chinka. Okay, over here, you go to any wedding, Young Israel of Midwood, downstairs, a wedding hall. No one lives here. This is not a home. It has to be a home. So what happens is a person goes to work, and he comes straight from his workplace to the wedding hall. When did he light Hanukkah candles? So in this case, the solution is that a person's wife or children should light for him in his home. They become his agent. His wife automatically. If the wife is home and she's coming from the home to the wedding hall, before they come to the wedding, she should light candles at home. Her lighting candles at home is a fulfillment of his mitzvah, and he's mekayim the mitzvah. She lit the candles in his home where he's going to sleep tonight. She lit the candles. They're a unit, a husband and wife. Now he comes to the wedding. He was yoytze the mitzvah of hadlokas neros. He's allowed to eat. However, at some point in the evening, when he sees Chanukah candles anywhere, he should make a bracha she'osa nisim avoseinu bayamim mohim azman hazeh. That is the ideal thing to do when a person is coming from work. He's coming from work straight to the wedding, and he's not going home first. If his wife was home at the zman of lighting Chanukah candles, which means even an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, she can light the Chanukah candles with the bracha, and everyone is yoytzei the mitzvah. Let's say his wife also is coming straight from work. Everyone is coming straight from work. Then the ideal thing to do is to give someone the keys to your house, or maybe a child who's an adult, and they should go to your house and light in your house the Chanukah candles on your behalf, for you.
For safety.
Well, make sure it's safe. That's a big problem. So let's say you cannot solve that problem. Let's say you don't trust anyone to come into your house.
Wait for Shabbos.
There's no one home. Wait, listen to this case first. Let's say all of you have empty nest. All of your children are out of the house. You live at home. You work. Your wife works. You're both going to meet after work at the wedding. Then you got a problem. It's a very big problem. And the solution basically you can eat. You can eat. Just ask someone to remind you that when you come home later at 12 o'clock at night, don't forget to light the Chanukah candles. And you can eat. You just appoint a person to remind you. Again, what was this case? What?
No, not
you have an app. You have a Chanukah reminder app. What? An alarm is enough. So in that situation, in the situation where you're coming from elsewhere, you're going to a wedding, the ideal thing is your wife should light on your behalf at home. If you can't have your wife light, ask a child or appoint an agent, a shliach, to light for you. Then when you see Chanukah candle somewhere, you make a bracha of she'osa nislam v'seinu bayamim ha'im bazman hazeh. And you yoytzei the mitzvah l'chatchila, 100% you yoytzei. If you can't even do that, what? If as long as the candles were lit for 30 minutes after sunset, yes. Yes.
But
after Tzeisak HaChavim, if as long as the candles were lit for half an hour after Tzeisak HaChavim, you could put out the candles. It has to be at least a half an hour after Tzeisak HaChavim. If the wife cannot light for you, you should ask a person, an adult, a responsible adult, to go into your home and shall light the candles in your home for you. Candles, the yesod is, candles, Chanukah candles, must be lit in a home. A home. What is called a home? A home is a place where people sleep. Do you have to sleep there? No, you don't. But at least you have to eat there, so this can be, you can combine other people sleeping here with your eating. You cannot light Chanukah candles in a wedding hall. Unheard of.
But a chassan and kala, they come 2-3 hours before.
So the chassan and kala,
and
Okay, so they have a very big problem. So the Chassan Kaler truly have a big problem with either the Chassan, both the Chassan and the Kaler, because the Kaler is not yet. No, it's not. That's not where they're sleeping. It's not a place. They don't live there. Now the Chassan Kaler, if they could, if they leave their home to go to their own wedding, sometimes less than an hour and 15 minutes. Less than an hour and 15 minutes before sunset should light at home and leave enough oil that it should remain lit a half an hour after say Sakra Chavim. That's the chosin for it. What?
That a chosin kala pot, the oisim be mitzvah pot, the mitzvah, to getting married,
then... No, he's made a good point. Oisim be mitzvah pot, the mitzvah, the Torah, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, you don't have to dab on the menu.
Yes, it's Krishna.
Yeah, no, they say Krishna. Today everyone says Krishna. Today, for whatever reason, we don't take advantage of that halacha l'chatchila. Hey, after the fact is over, no one's going to blame them. If the chosin forgets the Avim Ma'ariv, no one's going to hold him responsible on his wedding night. But l'chatchila, you tell him to the Avim Ma'ariv. That's the way it is.
Don't worry.
Right?
Well,
could the chosin and kala be yotze with their parents?
Like, the chosin and kala, technically, you're asking a good point. Could the chosin and kala be yotze with their parents? Ner ish beisa, technically the answer is yes.
Depends
yes.
when she's still based.
Yes. Yeah, so that's also true. But the parents are going to have the same problem. But the chosin and kala have more problem because they're not coming home.
They're definitely going home.
They're going to their own home. But this is before they leave for the wedding, the chosin, each one should light their own candles, and this goes what we said before. This is still their home, because when they're lighting the Hanukkah candles, they're not yet married. Where did they sleep? I slept at home last night. It's my home. You go backwards. Until at the moment when you're lighting the Hanukkah candles, you don't look into the future. Oh, where am I going to be tonight? Last night, I was home. This is my home. I'm lighting in my home. It's an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, so you can light the Hanukkah candles. You light the Hanukkah candles. Make sure there's enough oil to go half an hour after sunset. Let's say even that is not practical. They have to be there at the wedding hall very, very early, and it's a very long trip to get there. It's far away. They have to leave 12 o'clock. They have to be there for the makeup artist. 12 o'clock, okay? And the chosin has to be there over pictures, and it's a long trip. So they can't even do that. You can't lie in the wedding hall. You can't do that. You can't lie. That's not their bais. And just because they're eating there, having a suda, that's an eating in a makom that is not called the bais. You have to light, if you want eating to be considered to be a place where you can light Hanukkah candles, it has to be at least someone else's bais. That's the rules. That's how it is. It has to be called the bais, not the wedding hall. So they ride now, and maybe in Eretz Yisrael this is practical, but possible. After the ideal thing for them to do, this sounds super bizarre, and obviously it's not practical today, is after the chuppah, they should go home.
But it's 2 hours away, we just said.
It's impossible, right? They should go home, it's not practical. So then basically there's no solution, and what they basically do is, they light Hanukkah candles when they go home, wherever they're going to spend the night. And they have each other to see each other.
So they're even in a better position than the guy who left on the flight at 4 o'clock.
They are, because at least they're going to a place at night. They're going to have a place to sleep at night.
So
they're going to a home. So
doing?
When they get home, the chosin, they're now married, and the chosin lights candles. It's 12 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, whenever they have a mitzvah tanz, whenever they get home, and the chosin, the chosin has the kala to see the Hanukkah candles. The kala is part of the husband, so that's when he lights. Oh, but how could he eat the su'uda? No, you don't have a choice. You have to eat the su'uda. You have to make a reminder. Eating is not, it's not Yom Kippur. Eating before you light Hanukkah candles, it's not a violation. It's not like you ate chametz on Pesach. If you l'chatchila, you're not supposed to eat before you light the Hanukkah candles. There are situations where there's no solution. And when there is no solution, you're allowed to eat. If you are in a situation where you know, let's say people work very late. So in that case, the person working very late, you can really just tell your wife to light for you. Person is in the office until 12 o'clock at night on a very important business, deal, whatever it is. And you're not coming home until 12 o'clock at night. So then you tell your wife, light the Hanukkah candles. She lights the Hanukkah candles. Everyone is yoytze. You're yoytze, she's yoytze. You didn't do it yourself, but she, you're yoytze. L'chatchilu, you're yoytze. When you see in the street someone's Hanukkah candles, you make the bracha, she'os dizmah v'sein b'yimam v'nazeh. But she lights her. But here, the candle's also not lighting because your wife is, you're getting married tonight. And you left your home from yesterday, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And now I'm in the wedding hall. You can't lie in the wedding hall. So the only time you can basically light is when you go home. I'm going home at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so you light 3 o'clock in the morning. But if someone has to see, your wife will see the Hanukkah candles. But how am I allowed to eat? You're really not allowed to eat, but in these circumstances, you're allowed to eat. But when you're going to eat, you should at least appoint, make a reminder, set an alarm, have someone remind you to light the Hanukkah candles. Because the bottom line is, what are the yisoidos? The basic is, you do this, every situation is unique. There are many more scenarios. There is, as Meir pointed out, there are situations where you wipe different time zones. The very fascinating machlokes apoiskim between Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Rabbi Yashiv, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, where a person and his wife are in different time zones. Not even time zones, not even different countries. Time zones, can your wife, the lighting of your wife, does it count for you? Rav Shlomo Zalman holds not. If you are in a different location, so far away from your wife, when you can't get back that night, then when your wife lights Hanukkah candles, it doesn't help you. You're completely separated. She does her thing, so you do light, your thing, calling you up and telling her to light. Yeah? What?
Night.
According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, no, it's not 6 hours apart, even less than 6 hours apart. Wow. If you are significantly distant from one another, you become totally independent of one another for the laws of Hanukkah candles. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Livracha disagrees. Even if you're in America and she's in Eretz Yisrael, she can light for you, or you can light for her. Even two different time zones.
Even if it's a different day?
Even so, that's already that gets more complicated. If you want to go so far where there's no overlap, different day, that's already that could be to be more modern. But let's say, like Mayor said, in New York and California, you're 6 hours apart. Or let's say even in Chicago, you're an hour apart. This is a big machlokes apoiskim. Do you still say, does the husband, in order for his wife to light for him, is it necessary that is a possibility, theoretically, for the husband to return back home that night? Is that necessary? Does that potential need to exist? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, yes, your wife can light for you as long as you can still theoretically get back there that night if you wish to get back. And Rav Yashiv, but if you can't, then you're independent of one another. For Hanukkah, you're independent. Hanukkah has its own laws. Okay, it's like you're talking about eating the bread. It's not a matter of, my food is there. No, you have to actually eat it. It's not a matter of, I own this house. You have to actually sleep there for real. A husband lighting for a wife, you have to be able to actually reach one another. Pointing a shaliach, then there is. Let's say you don't have a wife, but let's say you're a guest in someone's home and you're traveling. I'm running around the whole night, but someone put me up. Then is where you give the person money. Here's a quarter. I'm gonna be busy the whole night. I'm running an event. I'm running a concert from 12 o'clock. I'm going to Chicago. I live in New York. I go to Chicago. I'm running a concert from 12 o'clock until 5 in the morning. I'm going to be busy. I'm staying by you as a guest. I can't light candles. I'm running around in a concert hall. And I don't have a wife. I don't have a home. I don't have a shlich. Then you say to the host, here's a pruta. I want to be mishtatef with you. When you light in your home, I want to be yoytze. The bottom line always is, wherever your candles are lit, it must be a home. It must be someone's home. A hotel becomes home because they pay money. You become, it becomes a home. You're sleeping, paying money, you're renting.
Do I need to host where I'm staying, or can I just tell my friend or anybody else, wherever they are?
No, you can't do that. No, you cannot tell your friend. You can only make a shliach to make your friend go to your house. If I'm in Chicago, I can tell, go to my apartment and light for me. Light for me.
Otherwise,
exactly. Otherwise, where I'm staying, I have to be mishtatef in his lighting, in his home. The yisoid of Chanukah in the world of halacha demands that you anchor yourself in a home. It's an amazing yisoid.
What about if you're in America, you're a pilot in that hour, the home is in Arizona.
You're getting complicated because you cross
you're crossing
different countries. But what, a machshav of drush that comes out from all of the halacha is, it's only really a halacha principle. To be mekayim the mitzvah hadlokas haneros, you have to connect yourself to a bais. Lechatil, it's your bais. It's your bais. Your wife may be the one that's running your bias. If you can't do that, it has to be in someone else's bias. Look, that's really you, because I ate there in that bias. If you can't do that, at least be mishtatef in a pruta. But the lighting of your Chanukah candles must be connected to a bias, not to a wedding hall, not to the street, not to the shul's lighting. That doesn't count for nothing, the shul. That's just a minah to light in the shul. Your kiyum hamitzvah must be rooted in a bias. All right, stop here.